You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. A new survey links vaping to COVID. The world reaches 20 million cases, and researchers question the efficacy of neck gaiters. Here's what you should know. A new report from researchers at Stanford University shows that teens and young adults who smoke e-cigarettes are 5 to 7 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19 than their non-smoking peers. I knew there would be a relationship, says co-author Bonnie Halpern-Felscher, a professor of pediatrics at Stanford University. I did not expect it to be this strong of a relationship. The world has reached 20 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, with roughly a quarter of both cases and deaths occurring in the United States. Global cases have doubled in just the last 6 weeks as many nations attempt to reopen. A recent study analyzed 14 popular masks and facial coverings for effectiveness and found that, while some cloth masks are just as effective as surgical masks, coverings made of thin, stretchy material like neck gaiters may be worse than not wearing a covering at all. Finally, here's today's one question. How can bleach be used against COVID-19? Bleach is used in many DIY disinfecting recipes, but it should always be diluted and used on external surfaces only. Do not ingest. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired, and I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.